The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
And welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I'm your host, Rebecca Miller. And my co-host today is the wonderful David Linden, a Project Independence member from the Roslyn region. How are you, David?
Just fine, thank you.
It's very good to see you today on this September 1st.
Yes.
Does that mean summer's over, no more white pants?
Except underwear.
Okay, that's a different show. But thanks, David, for co-hosting today. Again, you're definitely a treasure for Project Independence. You and actually your wife as well, you do a lot for Project Independence. You know, your commitment to a lot of the committees, project, the radio show, the newsletter, the Romeos, and we'll get into that later on with Christina Liu, our fabulous radio show producer. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide services designed to assist and support older town residents who want to remain in their own homes as they age. Our services include, but are not limited to, transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. We have a help at home program that does minor home maintenance, community nursing and social work services. We have fitness classes, community education, information and referral, and anything that we really don't provide, we will certainly connect you to. You know, we never hang up on anybody and we never say, I'm sorry, we can't help you. I mean, that's never been a complaint toward
True.
Project Independence.
True.
Even if you don't live in the town, we try to really help connect seniors to the right services because Long Island does have a lot of programs out there. It's just sometimes hard to find them, reach them, know how to kind of navigate through the system.
Yeah, so the most important thing is knowing the territory.
Right. Exactly. So the best way to find out about Project Independence is by calling the town's 311 call center, and you can also dial 869-6311. Very good. That's right. And that's 7 days a week. I just think we have a few holidays off, but the call center is open 7 days a week, I think till 7 p.m. Maybe we'll clarify that later, Christina. One of the programs that we have at Project Independence is this weekly radio show that you can hear it every Friday from 10 a.m. to noon right here, 88.1 FM. On your radio dial. If you know what a radio dial is, then you're going to dial to 88.1, or you can always stream it from wcwp.org. Today's show promises to be a very special one, as usual. Our first guests are from the Veterans Health Alliance of Long Island. We have Brent Russell, who's a program coordinator there, and Rena Spina, who is also a program coordinator, and you're the program coordinators at Veterans Health Alliance of Long Island and PFC Dwyer Peer Support Project, and that's in Nassau County. Yeah. So welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. I know that we're actually also going to have somebody else from the Veterans Health Alliance, which is great. The more the merrier and the more information. David is as we were talking a little bit before, David, you are a veteran. You're
yes.
a World War II veteran.
I enlisted right out of high school. I was 17 years old. The fighting had gone, but they still, you know, millions and millions of service people were being discharged. And so I wound up on Okinawa in the Army of Occupation. But I worked at a newspaper.
You worked at a newspaper. But you were still in Okinawa. Your family sacrificed. You know, everybody sacrificed while you were away. And then you came back and
went to
found
college.
Joan. And there you are. Well,
yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit later, too.
Okay.
But at first, let's talk to... We'll talk with Brent and Rhea about the Veterans Alliance of Long Island. You sent over some interesting information for us to kind of review before we get into our conversation. And I just want to read something that's in your Veterans Resource Guide. The end of World War II marked the start of the baby boom generation. In the year 2000, there were 35 million Americans age 55 and over. That number is expected to double to over 70 million by the year 2030. Those figures include World War II veterans, Korean War veterans, and now an increasing number of Vietnam veterans. The average age of veterans in New York State is how old? How old do you think, David?
Veterans, they say probably in the neighborhood of 80.
62 years old.
Kids.
Right. So, I mean, we're talking, you know, these are baby boomers who are also the average veterans, age of veterans now. I mean, the veterans are baby boomers, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So
it's
a really, really large number. And you combine that with, I think it's 10,000 people a day in the United States are turning 65 each day.
Oh, wow.
Until the baby boom generation kind of slows down. So, yeah, we're talking about a lot of veterans, a lot of seniors, a lot of services that are needed. So can you tell us, Rhea, just a little bit about the Veterans Health Alliance?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So the Veterans Health Alliance is a project of the Mental Health Association in Nassau County. We do a variety of different things. A big part of what we do is education and training. So we receive grants. We have a grant right now from the Long Island Community Foundation that allows us the opportunity to bring different types of trainers in for a variety of different things, to train clinicians who work closely with veterans, veterans themselves, family members, just the general service community, in different types of wellness modalities, but also different types of counseling practices with a little bit more of a focus on sort of the military culture,
right,
in a sense. So that's a big part of what we do. We do outreach services. We go out into the community, and we set up tables at different fairs and some runs, and we try and share information and resources. You know, really just kind of get the information out there, because like you had mentioned before, knowing the resources, knowing that they exist is really a big part,
right,
of that.
Yes.
Not everybody is aware of what's out there, but what they're entitled to as well. So that's important. Advocacy. We advocate, and then we also try and build awareness. You know, one of the things that we had done recently, we conducted an informal needs assessment. Like we had said, the face of veterans is changing. The needs are changing.
Mm-hmm.
So the Veterans Health Alliance has been around for about 10 years now. So the needs of our Long Island veterans have shifted. So we set out on sort of an informal assessment, and we sort of broke up into focus groups and spoke with different agencies that work with different specialties as far as veterans goes, and we found that awareness was one of the big, challenges in a way. We're reaching the veterans and sharing with them what's available, the services that are available, and also sharing with them the wide spectrum of needs. You know, there's a lot of different types of struggles or needs and specialties that veterans require, and there's a lot of different places to go and find them.
Right.
So,
Rhea,
yeah.
Have you found that through your program, through your efforts, you're getting increasingly, as time goes on, more and more veterans becoming aware of you and coming to you rather than you have to go out and beat the bushes to find them?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, we definitely get calls. We do get calls every day, and we get sort of referrals in a sense where we have a large network of, I guess you would say, friends or alliance members in a sense. We work really closely with a lot of other veteran organizations around Long Island. So we work closely with the people and they're in our resource guide. We have a resource guide that's really very helpful, that are doing the work that we really know that they say that they're doing, that are trusted. So we can't provide all of those services, but we have very close relationships with those who provide homeless veteran services. So if a veteran goes to them and they're in need of something else, they send them our way.
You're an important central source of information.
Right. Yeah, we do. We believe so. We try and be.
They're a very similar Project Independence in a way. People are coming to them, maybe not necessarily for the service, though you do have the services. You can also connect them to the services that are out there that maybe people aren't aware of.
Oh, absolutely. We always say we don't have all of the answers, but we know the right people who do.
Right. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you? I think it's important for us throughout the show to just let people know. Is there a phone number or is there a website?
Yeah, our phone number is 516-489-2322. My extension is 1260. Brent, your extension, I'm sorry, I don't know.
It's okay. It's 1312.
And email is also very, you know, we get a lot of emails. And I'll give you my email address and then I'll tell you, I'll give you a little bit of information about that. So my email address is rspina. So it's R, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, I, N as in Nancy, A, at mhanc.org. And that's for Mental Health Association in Nassau County. .org. And we have a pretty extensive listserv, which means we have an email list compiled of veterans, family members, service providers, just the general interested serving community.
Right.
Of over 600 people.
So Brent, if there's a veteran that might be in need but doesn't want to I don't want to acknowledge it, but there's a family member that is trying to find help for a veteran. Would the family member call you or reach out to this alliance? A caregiver?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. In fact, we kind of find that family members happen to be very important in reaching veterans. And you asked us the question, do people or do veterans reach out to us? And so one of the things, I would have to say yes. Right. And then secondly, one of the things that I would like to say is that the younger generation of veterans, they don't reach out to us. Right. And we find it across the board that there are a population that is hard to reach. Hmm. Right. And so, you know, not only us, but I can't speak for others. So I just keep it on us. So we try to figure out different ways to reach this population and to let them know that there's a multitude of resources out there for them, right? And we also understand that part of military culture is, you know,
chain of command,
and also you're a soldier, you handle the problem,
right?
I think also it might possibly be they're young enough to still think they know it all,
right? Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's also, I mean, if you think about our seniors too. Who are younger seniors? They're not reaching out for help because really, they're still working. They're you know, taking care of family, taking care of grandchildren. So I think a lot of times maybe the younger veterans too are just very hard to kind of, you know, it's hard for them to reach out because they're busy.
They're busy. Absolutely.
And they're busy.
But it's good to know, because one of the things that we learned with Project Independence is it's not when you need us. I mean, it's always a good idea to just kind of maybe become a member or get the information just in the event that you might need it someday or someone you love might need it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I want to say hello to Jeffrey McQueen. Thank you so much for coming. We've been talking to Brent and Rhea a little bit about the Veterans Health Alliance, learning some really good information. I know that, you know, in about a minute and a half, we're just going to take a short break. But when we come back, I really want to hear a lot about your resource guide. You know, what's in the resource guide? How do people get it? And do you have a website? Because I think some of your younger veterans, just like our younger seniors, are more computer savvy. So you have to have kind of a lot of different ways. I mean, we have the phone calling still. You know, you call 311 or 869-6311. And, you know, the older seniors are pretty much using their phones still. You know, some might. I don't think they still have the dial. But that rotary, that thing where you spin it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
the
that?
Wheel on the
So we're going to be taking a very short break in a few seconds. We've been talking with the Veterans Health Alliance, and we're grateful to have them here, and also David Linden, our co-host. And we will be back in a few seconds.
Minutes.